So, folks, there's a lot of big stories in the news this week, so let's get some bets down with our own Inside the Beltway odds maker, Johnny K Street. Johnny, where's the action, man?
It follows me, baby.
Yeah.
I sent you a couple of messages this week, Mark. I don't know if you got them or not. If you didn't, just check with Michael Hayden. You know, in a way, I feel sorry for the guys in the NSA that have to listen to all those idiotic conversations people have night and day, you know?
Yeah.
Especially in Los Angeles. How many times can you hear, I would have been perfect for that part. Yeah. I need to get new headshots. Or I wonder if I should get implants before you want to kill yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
The NSA agents in L.A. aren't even allowed to carry guns. It's too dangerous for them.
Right. Hey, man, do you have any action on Hayden, Johnny?
First of all, why do so many people who work for Bush look like fat little babies in suits or uniforms?
Right.
Like Karl Rove and Hayden.
Yeah.
You don't know whether to salute Hayden or give him a cookie.
Right.
They all have that bald, wrinkled look like Eisenhower without the integrity.
Exactly.
Bush is in the process of turning over the government to the military. Plus, he's listening to all our conversations, reading all our email, and he wants a national ID card. I'll give you 50-1 Halliburton is building the camps right now. The only thing missing is the Charlie Chaplin mustache and the swastika. And no one is trying to stop him.
Wow.
You know, once you're tattooed and on the train, it's a little too late to start talking impeachment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Hayden will become the new head of the CIA, and I'm giving even money on it, baby.
All right, well, I'll take that bet for $5. Hey, have you checked your phones?
I've got more taps than Savion Glover's closet. Yeah, all that surveillance is really paying off for them.
Did you say Savion Glover?
Maybe. The NSA can track anyone through a computer except for Osama bin Laden. This guy's been downloaded more than Jenna Jameson, and we still can't find him. I'm giving 1,000-1 we actually catch a terrorist, any terrorist, by the end of the year.
All right, then. Well, that sounds like a lock to me. Put me down for 200.
You are down! I'm staying away from the computer, though, Mark. I'll tell you, I've gone back to using betting slips for a while.
Yeah, I was wondering what you were holding there, Johnny.
By the way, these slips are made of recycled paper, Air America listeners. It's all about the environment, baby.
Wow, that's beautiful, Johnny. I didn't realize you were so environmentally conscious.
Oh, yeah. My place in Vegas is solar-powered. That's a great thing about living in the desert. Lots of sun and constant action.
Yeah.
These slips are a gift from Al Gore. He's been a friend since the 2002 election, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I had Bush stealing it at 40-1. Gore bet huge and cleaned up. You didn't hear him complaining about it, did you, when he lost? It's all in my book, You Bet My Life, the Johnny K Street story, coming soon to Broadway. But we'll talk about that next time. I'm still in negotiations.
Oh, well, that's great. I wish you the best of luck with that. What kind of action do you have on the possible Karl Rove indictment, Johnny? Is it looking like a sure thing or what?
There are no sure things with this White House. Let's put it this way. If Bush owned the casino and you hit 21 playing blackjack, he changed the rules to 22. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm giving even money, Rove will be indicted. And in my humble opinion, this bet couldn't be more of a gift if I wrapped it and included a card.
All right. Okay, well then put me down for 1,000 scoots there, Johnny.
Beautiful. This is actually a two-part bet. Karl Rove is guilty. I know it. You know it. His lawyer knows it. But I'm giving 500-1 that the only pair of handcuffs Karl Rove will ever wear are the ones he uses when he plays sadistic jail guard and new inmate with Jeff Gannon once a week.
As disturbing as that image is, my friend, double me up. Let's talk about the wall that Bush is talking about building along the entire length of the Mexican border. What kind of odds do you have on that actually happening?
Yeah, no one has ever climbed a wall before. All right. If you're willing to walk across a desert in 100-degree heat for days with nothing but a gallon of water, or get jammed into a tractor trailer with 30 other people and driven through the desert in 100-degree heat, just so you can be first in line for a job washing dishes at Denny's, a wall isn't going to stop you.
Right. Yeah.
George Bush is talking about building a wall thousands of miles long, and this is a guy who couldn't fix 3 miles of levees. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
The border wall, like the president, will never be erect, and that's even money.
Oh,
I'm out of here. I'm doing a walk-on in the new Lindsay Lohan project. She's into me for about 100 large. Sweet kid. She's good for it.
All right, Johnny, thanks for coming by. Always good to see Johnny K Street leaving with his bling on there. Man.